This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The Scotiabank AIDS Walk for Life is a national awareness and fundraising event that takes place every year in communities across Canada. On Thursday, September 22nd, AIDS Vancouver Island will hold its Nanaimo and Area AIDS Walk for Life at Vancouver Island University. As many as 68,000 people are living with HIV/AIDS in Canada, and one-third of them don't even know it. Women make up a growing proportion of people living with or at risk of HIV/AIDS in Canada. I'm joined in the studio by Claire Denine of AIDS Vancouver Island and by Katya McDonald, who is the women's representative with the Vancouver Island University Students Union. Welcome to People First Radio, both of you. Claire Denine, the HIV pandemic has evolved dramatically over the last 30 years, as has the community response in Canada. There have been many advances in treatment, in stigma reduction, yet there's still a lot of work to do, according to AIDS Vancouver Island. What are the current challenges in HIV and AIDS right now?
I think that stigma still exists in lots of ways. People in small communities, people thinking that they're not at risk, access to good doctors, access to medications, testing, all of those kinds of things. Not all of us have the luxury of living in a city, and we're close to those kind of services. The more rural you are, probably the more isolated you are. I think that treatment is a double-edged sword in that it's improved the conditions for people, it's decreased the death rate, but it's also meant for lots of people, they don't see HIV as the death sentence it was 20 years ago. So lots of people don't take it seriously. They think that there's a cure or that by the time that they get sick, there will be some intervention to save them. So I think that prevention is still, you know, a big thing as well.
Now, you've been involved in HIV and AIDS work for a lengthy time yourself. Mm-hmm. What are some of the changes that you've seen in the way that HIV and AIDS organizations have to carry their prevention messages forward and their support work as well these days?
Well, HIV is a virus that doesn't discriminate. So over the 20 years that I've been involved, the demographics of the people have changed. So originally, it was gay men who were stigmatized, but largely were middle class, had support networks, had incomes, and were able to mobilize and lobby. They started the first AIDS organizations. As HIV crossed both geographic areas but also different community barriers, we're seeing people who have fewer resources, people who have issues in addition to HIV, mental health issues, addictions issues, living in poverty, rural areas that aren't able to advocate for themselves, that don't have the same kind of skills and lobbying skills. 20 years ago, it was easy to put on an AIDS walk and have a lot of support because largely the folks who were becoming infected were white middle-class folks. When they're street-involved and have other issues, it's harder to get people to support those programs.
Now, Anita Rosewall is quoted in the news release that has come out with respect to this particular AIDS Walk this year. She says that the Scotiabank AIDS Walk for Life reminds us all that HIV still poses major obstacles to people living with the virus, as you've mentioned, mm-hmm. and to our communities, and that the need to respond by providing support and creating awareness is as urgent as ever. And so she points to the continuing urgency of the pandemic. And I'm wondering, what are some of the experiences of people living with HIV in the communities right here on Vancouver Island? What have you seen and heard?
I think that access to just a GP is a huge one for people HIV positive or not. And then if you've got a virus that is a specialty field, it's hard to find a good doctor. probably one of the biggest indicators of your life expectancy is the skill and competence of your doctor. Are they able to get you tested early on? Are they able to recognize early symptoms of HIV infection? Do they know all about the tests that should be ordered, the blood work, getting you onto medications, looking for those kinds of things? Lots of people, as you said at the top of the show, 30% of people probably in Canada are walking around HIV positive who don't know it. Therefore, their GP might not be asking them the relevant questions around risk factors, getting tested, getting on treatment. We used to wait longer for people to get onto treatment, and now we're putting people on treatment earlier.
This is People First Radio, only on CHLY 101.7 FM and streaming at chly.ca.
I'm here doing a radio commercial while climbing 13 flights of stairs. To give you a small idea of how hard it is to live with AIDS, please help. Join the Scotiabank AIDS Walk for Life this September. Walk or just donate. We'll be happy either way. Sign up at AIDSWalkForLife.ca. The Scotiabank AIDS Walk for Life. Don't just stand there.
Don't just stand there. As many as 68,000 people are living with HIV/AIDS in Canada. One third of them don't even know it. There is no cure and no vaccine to prevent new infections. Women make up a growing proportion of people living with or at risk of HIV/AIDS in Canada. While all women are potentially at risk for HIV infection, women who belong to socially and economically marginalized populations face a number of interconnecting determinants of health, such as racism, unemployment or employment issues, and homelessness, stigma, and poverty. AIDS Vancouver Island will hold its Nanaimo and Area AIDS Walk for Life at Vancouver Island University Thursday, September 22nd. I'm joined in the studio by Claire Deneen of AIDS Vancouver Island's Nanaimo office and by Katia McDonald, who is the women's representative with the Vancouver Island University Students Union. Now, Katia, tell us about your involvement with the AIDS Walk for Life this year and why it's important from your perspective.
Hi, Kevin. Well, I work for the Students Union at Vancouver Island University, as was said, and we were contacted by Claire and her coworkers at AIDS Vancouver Island earlier on in the summer. And basically, we've been facilitating the event to move onto campus and involving students.
And is there do you have a personal sense of the urgency of this issue, the needs that are experienced for education or for awareness? What have you seen and heard from other people?
Definitely. I think especially as women and as a women's representative at a large institution, it's important for women to know that they can take this into their own hands, prevention methods, especially as in the Students' Union we give out free condoms. And previously, women have been a little bit more embarrassed or afraid to go and get them. But lately, I've seen a lot of women during frosh just go out and get their condoms, not feel any stigma about that. So that's great.
Now, I gather that this is the first time that the Nanaimo AIDS Walk has been held at the VIU campus. What has the response been among students?
Well, students have been receiving it quite well. We've been including all the promotional material for the AIDS Walk in our frosh events or welcome back events. The new students seem interested, but also the AIDS Walk has a history with VIU. A lot of the participants have been students in the past, such as nursing students, for example.
Claire Deneen, I'd like to return to you briefly and ask you to tell us more about the AIDS Walk for Life. Why do people walk, and what impact does their participation make?
I think all walks have a twofold purpose. One of them is just to raise awareness of the issue and of our organization, that lots of times people don't even know AIDS Vancouver Island exists in Nanaimo. We have a large office in Victoria. We've had people who've been tested, and the doctor has referred them to a service in Vancouver without even knowing that there are four different AVI offices on Vancouver Island. And then the second one is to raise funds, that the money stays in this region of Vancouver Island and it's divided between education programs and support for people living with HIV.
Now, how can interested listeners participate in the AIDS Walk for Life on Thursday, September 22nd?
It's being held on the campus at the Quad, which is outside the upper cafeteria. Registration is at 11 o'clock. The walk is at noon. You can contact AIDS Vancouver Island here in Nanaimo or the Malaspina Students Union, and we have information about pledge forms. But also, if people don't want to collect pledges, we'd love to see them come participate just in the walk or to volunteer as well.
At the Students Union, we have pledge forms and information about the AIDS Walk available at the front desk, or people can also email the Equality Resource Center, myself, at erc.viusu.ca to find out more about the AIDS Walk. We welcome volunteers especially.
Okay, now we have just a moment left in our conversation today. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add, Claire Deneen.
It would be great to see faculty and students come out. I think that a lot of times students feel that they're not in a quote-unquote risk group, that they don't feel that they're impacted personally. They haven't lived through, you know, 20 years ago of HIV, seeing people test and get sick and die in a fairly short period of time. Also, one of the things that I wanted to point out is 15% of new diagnoses in Canada are actually people over the age of 50. So I think that there's lots of faculty that think that they're not at risk because they're older. And so it affects both ends of the age spectrum. And it would be great to see people come out and participate.
Katya McDonald, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'd just like to, again, encourage all students to come out. As Claire said, we, just like any other group or subgroup in our society, are at risk for AIDS. So please come out and support this important cause.
Thanks to both of you for coming in to join us. It was much appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Claire Deneen is a health promotion educator with AIDS Vancouver Island in Nanaimo. Katya McDonald is the women's representative with the Vancouver Island University Students Union. You can find out more about the AIDS Walk for Life in Nanaimo online at avi.org.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.